This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Sarah Martinson, the music director at Sitka High School, along with junior Misha Beckeris, a percussionist in the music program at Sitka High School. Welcome, the two of you.
Thanks.
Hey,
we had Sarah, we had you in here a couple weeks ago for the Jazz Festival. Congratulations on
Thank you.
That was great.
Thanks.
Right, and I understand that right out of the frying pan into the pot or something after the Jazz Festival got over, you headed down to Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about?
We, just a couple days after the Jazz Fest wrapped up, I took three students down to Spokane, Washington for the National Association for Music Education Biannual Northwest Conference. It's a mouthful in Spokane. And we had three students who auditioned for some select honor groups throughout the Northwest, and they got to go and participate in these groups, perform on beautiful stages with people from around the country. It was a great experience.
Okay, and who were those three students that got selected into these honor bands?
We had Misha Beckeris on percussion, who's with us today. He was in the Wind Symphony. Kasia Whitmill played trumpet in the Wind Symphony, and Mackenzie Whitson represented Alaska in the jazz band on bass trombone.
Well, you say that this is a biannual, so twice a year they hold this program. Is it always in Spokane?
Oh, sorry. I mean every other year.
Biennial?
Yes, that's what I mean.
So every other year they hold it.
Every other year, yeah.
Has Sitka participated in this biennial process in the past?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that every 2 years we've had a handful of students going down.
Right,
going
and what does it take to audition and become a part of this?
Well, the students get depending on what ensemble they want to be trying out for, there's a packet of music excerpts that are really challenging, actually. And I gave them to the students in August, right when school started, and they were due in October, and they worked and practiced really, really hard. They recorded all of these tracks. Some students recorded, I saw 50 recordings of each track. I mean, I know Misha was in every single day after school working really, really hard on those. So it took a lot of work to audition.
So the students get to audition. You as the director, are there seminars, programs for you to participate in, for you to learn your craft?
Absolutely. Yeah, when we got to the conference, I really didn't see the students at all. I dropped them off, and they stayed with their honor group, and they were chaperones within the group, and I said bye. And then they went and had their fun, and I got to go to a lot of workshops and seminars and concerts that are tailored specifically for music educators. So it was great to be with a lot of old colleagues, a lot of old teachers, mentors, even family and friends.
Part of it is to teach you to teach?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's just a conference full of thousands of music educators.
Great.
Did you,
how many days did this conference go on?
I believe it went from Thursday until Sunday, so about 4 days.
Right. And from the music end of it, as far as these honorary bands, what's the purpose of getting these honor groups together on a biannual basis?
I think it's really important for the students, first and foremost. I mean, the first part of the process is for them to work really hard to get into this group. A lot of students audition, and a lot of students deserve to go who just don't get to go. So I think it's really important for the students to really work hard for that experience, and then a select few get to go. When they're there, it's just a great experience to meet people from other states, to see a new city, to hear amazing groups. Our students saw the Canadian Brass, which is an amazing brass ensemble. I guess Misha has a better idea than I do because he was a part of it, but I think it's really important for the students to just be exposed to other students, other teachers, other musicians, other players. Everything.
That comment anticipates my next question. Mm-hmm. I wanted you to develop what you believe the students got out of the program. It sounds like you weren't sitting there with them, but you must have saw their performances and the quality of that. Could you speak to that, what the students get out of this program?
Yeah. I like you said, I wasn't with the students the whole time, but when I saw them at the concert, they absolutely blew me away. I think musically they grew tremendously. I could tell that they were, as soon as we got back to school the next week, they were the first ones ready. They were that much more mature. They're that much more ready to be leaders, which I thought was really, really great. Instead of taking the experience as this is the greatest thing, now it's over, they took it as this is a great step. Now I can be better, and I can be a better leader, a better musician, a better student. And I think they had a lot of fun as well.
Sure. Well, let's turn right to Misha. And why don't you answer that question right off the bat, Misha? All right. What did you get out of this program in Spokane?
Personally, I think a lot of it had to do with building your skill as a musician, because although this doesn't tie directly to the Spokane Conference, auditioning for it itself, having to go, I found myself usually staying at the high school between the 9 and 11 p.m., finishing up recordings, re-recording things, making sure the tone, the dynamics are right, and everything, just making sure it's a high quality so I can have a better chance at getting in. And so I think that in itself builds my kind of dedication towards music and kind of the perseverance you need to be a lot more successful. But in the conference itself, I think I realize how important teamwork actually is, and especially as a percussionist, because a lot of times when you go to some sort of festival and, you know, you have a couple percussionists that might not know your part, even if it's just one or just a couple, that can it can damage parts of the other percussionists as well, since they all work together in the back. But in this festival, all the percussionists there, they all knew their part, they all had practiced it, and everything just flowed together super smoothly. In fact, we were supposed to have two sectionals to kind of focus on our parts then. We ended up only having one, just because everyone had everything down.
Fantastic. So how many performances did you perform in?
I auditioned for the big band and the wind symphony, and I got into the wind symphony. And really, we only had one main performance with all the three bigger groups, the orchestra, big band, and wind symphony. And in the performance, we had performed like five different pieces that we were mailed in about January, so we had a month to work on it beforehand, but it was only really one big performance at the end.
Yeah. You know, the more ignorant of us out there would say a percussionist, and that's someone who pounds on a snare drum or a bass drum, but I know a little bit more about the art, and I know that you play, as a percussionist, play many instruments and need to be, capable and skilled in many instruments. What instruments did you get to play in this conference?
In this conference, I was able to play a snare drum, and that was for the Star Spangled Banner, but along with this, I had some bass drum parts, suspended cymbal parts, I had a conga part for this African tribal piece we had, and along with finger cymbals and wind chimes.
Wow, so you know, lots of things too. I think you practiced on those beforehand, correct?
Before you got there a little bit.
All right. So, give a shout out to the other two students that went with you onto these honor bands. Who were they again?
There was Kasia Whitmill, who played trumpet in the wind symphony, and Mackenzie Whitson, who played bass trombone in the jazz band.
So were they in any of the groups that you were in?
Oh, Kasia was. We were both in the wind symphony together.
Right. So all in all, I know you gave us a kind of a detailed layout of what you liked about it early in my questioning here, but What did you get out of this program to bring back to Sitka High School band program?
I think a lot of it, the experience itself with such talented musicians all at a higher level, kind of ups the ante for the quality of music, because throughout the songs you tune, everyone's always in tune. We're able to, play our music a lot more sophisticated and musically, I guess, with a lot more passion and such. And so then you come back, and that kind of pushes you to encourage others to have that same kind of quality and up their ante as well. And as a percussionist, I think you go there and you learn things from other percussionists, techniques, you know, for how you should hit a certain drum, how you should do certain things. I think for as a percussionist, that helps a lot with any things I might encounter, and whenever I go to youth orchestra and I have some different part.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, Misha, on your selection and the time. I know it sounds like you had a great time. And
thank you. Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for coming in here today. And Sarah, good luck. What's next for the music program in Sitka High?
We are leaving on a ferry today to go to Ketchikan.
Woo!
And what's happening in Ketchikan?
The pep band is going to play for the Region 5 basketball tournament.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Sarah Martinson and Misha Beckeris from the Sitka High School Music Program. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.